This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
What are your New Year's resolutions for us? See, I mean, how easy is that? You get to decide how somebody else should do things differently. We're handing you the power here on What's On Your Mind, folks. Hi there, Scott Hannon, at your service. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, is here. Kevin Flynn, Daniel answering the phones. Whole cast of characters ready to go here. Folks, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. You can text us at 701-367-2054, 701-367-2054. Before I start a few of these texts, would you do me a favor and pull up Mike Bloomberg, presidential candidate on the Democratic side? He had some interesting things to say about people who are not law enforcement, but that handle guns. It's he was at an event in Montgomery, Alabama, that I happened to stumble upon this weekend, and instantly became a little ill. He was asked a question about guns following the incident in the church. So I wouldn't mind the question, Kevin, and then about a minute in is when he starts talking about the second part of the question. So it's 2 minutes long, and I do not want to give 2 minutes of our precious time to Mike Bloomberg. So you can just...
You want the question or no?
Yeah, question is fine.
Okay,
but
all right.
Then he doesn't start actually answering it till like a minute.
Yeah. Okay, here we go.
Mayor Bloomberg, yesterday there was a church shooting in Texas, and the person who potentially saved a lot of lives was someone within the church that had a gun. A lot of people like to use the quote, good guy with a gun. Where do you stand on that, and what's your plan to tackle gun violence in this country?
Well, I've spent an awful lot of money and a lot of my time on Every Town,
can you stop it right there?
That is,
yeah, I've spent an awful lot of time and an awful lot of money. You know what he might as well have said? I'm kind of a big deal. Shut your pie hole. Answer the guy's questions. I don't need to know how, you know, great a guy you are. I spent all this time, all this money. I'm so great on it. Yeah, he's done all of that trying to convince others that to grab guns.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I digress. Go ahead.
My time on Every Town, which is our gun organization that is trying to get background checks so that we don't sell guns to minors, to people with psychiatric problems, or people with criminal records. We're not trying to take guns away. The Second Amendment guarantees your right to have a firearm, but the courts have said that we can have reasonable restrictions, and the courts have ruled that those three things are reasonable. So we've supported a whole group of organizations, Moms Against Guns, and
all trying to get rid of due process. He finally gets to the question at hand here, not how great he is with all these grab gun organizations, but the actual question.
Background checks and red flag laws, and we have been making progress. Roughly half of all the states have them right now, even some states with Republican governors that have signed onto it. So getting guns out, getting background checks is the first thing. The second thing I would say is, yes, it may be true, I wasn't there, I don't know the facts, that somebody in the congregation had their own gun and killed the person who murdered two other people. But it's the job of law enforcement to have guns and to decide when to shoot. You just do not want the average citizen carrying a gun in a crowded place. The likelihood of them, even if they're a police officer in a crowded place, of hitting the wrong person is high, and particularly
if
they're not the police officers that are trained and with recurrent training as well to make sure that they know what to do and when. So it turned out okay, but that does not make this a practice. practice that is sensible, and I don't think most people want to go to events where people have guns and decide who they want to shoot and who they don't want to shoot.
Wow.
Yeah, well, I don't want to go to an event where people have guns and then they get to decide who they want to shoot and who they don't want to shoot. You know what's amazing to me? They're actually naive enough to think people are going to follow laws when they're criminals.
Yeah.
Number one, on the one side, with the, well, we need more of this and more of that, and, you know, if we just take the guns away, they'll never get a gun. Yeah, give me a break, okay? But then, when it comes to law-abiding citizens, the Yahoo doesn't trust anybody.
And what's an average citizen?
Yeah, well,
I'm an average citizen, yeah, but I'm trained with SWAT.
Anybody that doesn't work for Bloomberg.
Oh,
yeah,
okay,
that's how
gotcha.
It is. So this is a level of arrogance, number one, and number two, the disdain they have for law-abiding citizens. And, you know, he says, oh, it'd be better for law enforcement to do it. I agree, but you can't have law enforcement in every church. You can't have law enforcement in every school. You can't have law enforcement. You simply, they
but
can't
you can
be.
Have a guy like me with one of these.
Yeah. You can't be everywhere, all the time.
I always ask people, if we were in a Walmart or in a church and somebody started shooting, some maniac started doing what this guy did in the church or whatever, would you want to be by me or not, knowing I'm armed? And the answer is always, well, yeah, but. No, but. No. We're in danger.
None of that.
There is a threat.
I just wanted you to hear that. And by the way, Chuck Schumer has a clip out almost identical. Same deal. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. And, you know, oh, what about the guy that in the Texas church? I don't know. You know, bad idea. We'll find that clip. It just doesn't end with these Democrats. It doesn't end with these Democrats. And this is your Democratic Party today. This is why the Democratic Party can meet in a phone booth in North Dakota. That's where they caucus, in a phone booth. Get everybody together in a phone booth. Just a little bit uncomfortable, but not bad. They get everybody in there. I mean, that's how far they've fallen because of this nonsense. Ridiculous. Dan emails us, I've tracked news about Hunter Pinky since I saw the news on one of the Bison fan pages on Facebook. His coach called Hunter the spiritual leader of the team. I was struck by his mother's wisdom in the different life than you envision quote. But my heart skipped and my eyes decided to use excessive moisture to wash my eyeballs when you relayed the last story about Hunter. If Hunter's future isn't in motivational speaking, counseling, teaching, and or the clergy, I'll be surprised. What a great man. UND football player. GoFundMe account up right now, put together by friends of the family. He's had 8 hours of surgery yesterday in a hospital in Colorado, his family at his side, from Wishick, North Dakota. And Hunter is a junior on the UND football team. His coach, that called him the spiritual leader of the team, is Bubba Schweigert. Bubba Schweigert's brother, Lowell, died of a heart attack at 63 years of age in his driveway in Grand Forks, shoveling snow. Yesterday.
Yeah.
Yesterday, day before.
Peace,
yeah. Unbelievable.
I'm pretty good friends with Shannon, too, and just want to wish him and the family condolences. Tough. Boy, I mean, go out to shovel some snow and not come back in. Just,
you never know.
You do never know.
That's why you got to have those New Year's resolutions. What are they? Lay them on us.
Yeah.
Paul in Pierce, South Dakota wants to talk about the good mayor of New York City. I say tongue in cheek. Yes.
Yes, the good mayor. Well, I just laughed because when you said they don't want, you can't have police officer, law enforcement in every place. Well, that's exactly what they want. That is, to me, not conspiracy. That's their goal, to have state police, to have their own police in every place that they can have it. And it would suit them fine to have some sort of their own law enforcement officer in a church. And in other words, just, they want the control. That's all they want. And it's just
good point.
Dumb, stupid. That's all.
Yeah, more guns, less crime. A guy by the name of John Locke Jr., University of Chicago, did some extensive research on this. And if, you know, again, the where there are guns, there are less crime. That's not. They think the gun is bad. See, that's the thing. If you get in their head, you got to know the gun is bad. So you heard him say, oh, people don't want to go to an event where everybody has guns, and then they get to decide who shoots, who. Give me a break. Law-abiding citizens don't think that way.
And most of the time, law-abiding citizens, you won't know that we are armed. No one knew that anybody else was armed in that church until the weapons came out and they dropped that guy.
Well, we know there are armed in our church, and we're glad for it. I'm happy anytime I see anybody, whether it's packing on the side or if they've got them. I'm happy there are people who know how to use them and are law-abiding. I'll take that any day.
And you know, Paul, the Texas legislature, after a school, after a church shooting, passed legislation allowing churches to do this. Say, hey, you can have trained, you know, former law enforcement, or whatever. Just train the person. The churches know they're there. This makes perfect sense. This is laws working as they should. Instead, these people think the more the guns you get off the street, the safer we'll be. It's just ridiculous.
Well, he's talking to the lowest informed voters in the room. I mean, we have background checks.
He was in Alabama, exactly.
And he's talking about expanding background checks and adding to a system that the states don't participate in as it is.
Texter says, wow, start of a new year. Biggest year in stock market history. Greatest president ever. And a listener is complaining of a John Mayer theme song. God bless America. God bless America. A better song to open the show with would be the Luftwaffe March, sometimes called the Aces High March. This is the type of song that puts steel in a person's spine, signed Ole and Sven. We'll find it during the break. We'll come back with it here, and you can vote on that one. We'll see if that stiffens our spines. Red Rock Auto is in Watford City, North Dakota, with Dodge and Chrysler products, Jeep as well. Adam Nelson, the owner, is with us. What brought you to Watford City?
I think it was really the perspective that we got after we came out into Williston with the Ford dealership up there. And being that close to Watford City, it gave us a firsthand perspective on the amount of activity, the amount of commerce, the amount of real industry around the Watford City area.
What's the environment like in Watford City for an entrepreneur?
We found it just very inviting. The way they kind of greet you with open arms in Watford City, everyone from the planning and zoning to city officials, they make it easy to do business in Watford City.
What would you want current and future residents of Watford City and the region to know about Red Rock Auto?
Well, we're here to serve you. We want to build relationships and serve this community for a long time. Watford City it's been a great place to set up a business in. And so when you're out about the state, I encourage people to come this direction.
Ethanol is important to agriculture and all of North Dakota. Jody Hoff, Richardton, North Dakota, tells us about the community impact from the Richardton ethanol plant.
It's been a fantastic impact. The whole region of North Dakota seen corn acres increase, simply put, a lot over the last 10, almost 12 years since Red Trail's been operating. High percentage of their distiller's grain is in the wet or modified form, which is shipped, you know, directly from the plant to feedlots for cattle feed. And in this part of North Dakota, that's a big deal. When you look at corn, and basically you look at the corn basis, we have a nice low basis here at Richardton for where we're at, western North Dakota. Yes, we're getting top dollar because of the low basis, and we have the benefit of only trucking it maybe 5, 10, 30 miles if you're, you know, happen to be that close to Richardton. But guys definitely come from 100 miles away, too.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities like Richardton, North Dakota. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Guys, what do you think? This sounds like the kind of music Mike Bloomberg would have if he had a radio talk show.
Sounds like an Army-Navy theme, or something.
Wanting everybody to stand at attention. Hey, Mike, you're a really big deal. You go ahead and go. You're on the air, buddy.
Way too patriotic for him.
Mayor Bloomberg, go! I don't know. I don't know. It is peppy. It is peppy. I'll give you that. Yeah. Another texter on the question of the day, which is, what are your New Year's resolutions for us? Don't take calls 10 seconds before a commercial and give the caller no time to speak.
That's a good point. We do that on occasion.
Yeah, just so you know, it's never 10 seconds, but, you know, usually the threshold is like, okay, you got 30 seconds, go quick, but nobody ever goes quick. So
we get it, though. Yeah. I get it, yeah.
The host resolution for the callers would be for callers to call at the beginning of the segment, not the end of the segment. Because then you're going to lessen that chance of getting excited, but it just sometimes it stack up and it's da-da-da-da. So, anyway, thank you for that. We will we'll do our best on that one. Texter says, more cowbell. Do we do any cowbell here?
No, he's talking about the Chris Walken Saturday Night Live skit.
Oh, more of that. More cowbell. All right.
There you go.
Long before Blue Oyster Cult brought out their cowbell.
Yeah, exactly.
Mountain had it.
There you go with the classic.
Texter says, yeah, that's a good one, too. I like that. Don't fear the Reaper. Let's hear it. Can't start it and stop it.
To be honest, I could do with a little more cowbell.
Texter says, Scott, I would like to send an old Irish blessing to your listeners.
Well, I'll take it, boyo. What do you got?
As you slide down the banister of life in 2020, may the splinters never be pointed in the wrong way. God bless everyone.
Amen.
In 2020. All right? Got it. Let's see what else we have here. Before we go to Judas Priest, Some Heads Are Gonna Roll, has been suggested as our theme song. Yikes. All right.
Well, if you have suggested this one, too, which...
Somebody else wants Home of the Brave by Toto.
Well, there you go.
On that one. Home of the Brave.
Oh, you got another thing coming. There you go.
Texter says, Bloomberg, LOL. Yeah, my thoughts exactly. Okay, the Second Amendment is not about hunting. It's about holding a government accountable and free from tyranny. It's the people's way of defending themselves, only to be regulated by the states. The federal government should have absolutely zero to say when it comes to firearms.
Agree. 1,000%.
The harder they fall by Jimmy Cliff, the harder they come, rather, by Jimmy Cliff. Another suggestion.
Reggae.
Generally, we can only call the cops after the fact.
Yep.
It's a very good point. That's our point. All right. More coming in here, but we'll get to them. I have a request for the bumper music coming back from break. God Bless the USA.
Well, that's easy.
Lee Greenwood. Okay,
yeah.
We're on it. I think appropriate glancing in the rearview mirror 2019 challenges, but more importantly, focusing forward out of the windshield of promise for 2020. That always makes sense. That does. Tom in Moorhead, what's on your mind, Tom?
Good morning, Scott. Actually, I'm in Moorhead, but I live in West Fargo. So being in Moorhead in Minnesota, I pull over because you can't have the phone.
Right, you'd be trouble over there, yeah.
Exactly. So I just had a comment to the gentleman that's with you. I don't know if it's Scott or Kevin that's with you, about being in Walmart and if someone came out, was shooting in there. Either I would get with him, or B, I'm from the Northern Woods in Minnesota. I try to get behind whatever's shooting at me and try to get behind them and try to take them out that way. I'd either go to the kitchenware and use knives, cast iron pans, get into the archery section, get something and get at them, baseball bat, do something to go after the thing that's attacking you. Be it a gun, a guy with a gun, or a bear or a wolf, It's all the same thing. You defend yourself. Whatever is at, whatever you got at hand, that's how you defend yourself.
You know, I would also,
no doubt.
I would also add to this that I did, North Dakota Safety Council had a great predator awareness safety program, and I went to the class, and I think I was one of two men there. Mostly were women, which is, you know, and I have daughters, so I wanted to pass it along to them. But the thing that hit home the most was awareness, being aware, right? Because if you're in the zone and paying attention to nothing around you, picking out toothpaste, and somebody's lurking upon you, then you're in deep trouble. But if you're aware of why is that guy, you know, and that was more than anything. My big takeaway was just that awareness. Same thing in the parking lot. Do not stare into the phone. Do not jiggle with the keys. You know, survey your surroundings.
Look around. Yeah, right. Come up. What's out of place?
Who's by the car? Who's not, yeah. So
situational awareness. Number one. You don't know your threat until you can establish it.
Yeah. So that was a little something I learned courtesy of the North Dakota Safety Council. Tom,
appreciate
the call. Thank you for your passion on that and also following the laws of Minnesota by pulling over when you call. What's on your mind? Frank, where are you? It says on the road. Yeah. Where exactly on the road are you, Frank?
Oh, I'm out north of Paper Falls, God country. And the rule of thumb is don't go walking in the dark in the woods at night when there's animals out here.
Have you done that before?
Oh, yes. I broke down, had to walk, and you're kind of listening for everything coming behind you. And it's kind of scary walking in the dark at night in the woods when you got timber wolves up this way.
You meet the business end of a raccoon, did you?
No, but you know, they can put up a pretty big fight, too, actually.
Yeah.
Check, I wonder if Bloomberg at his rallies let the Secret Service people have guns, because, I mean, if somebody's got a gun, they could shoot somebody.
All right.
Yeah. Well, it sounded like he was okay with law enforcement. He was okay with law enforcement.
I'm just asking Bloomberg if the Secret Service guys got weapons. And I'll leave you with this. I've heard bumper music.
Okay.
When you talk about Nancy Pelosi.
Yeah.
Can you play "I'm Getting Drunk on a Plane"?
All right.
There you go.
Are you suggesting that she is?
Maybe.
Well, she's got to be on something.
Yeah. Okay, next time.
If you Google it, she's got a pretty good bar bill going back and forth, California. But, you know, she's got to wind down. That's a tough job.
Well, I think we'd all have to drink heavily to be dealing with California.
Well, one more thing about can you get him to outlaw syringes on the street? That's the plastic straws.
Yeah, good point. But he probably thought of handing out syringes on the street. He's a Democrat.
Yeah.
Makes no sense. Frank, you have too many good ideas. Getting drunk on a plane. We're going to note that next time we talk about Nancy Pelosi.
Well, that's what she loved to do.
More coming up on What's on Your Mind. A little tech talk next. Don't go away.
And her dentures fall out.
Our region has a deep tradition of supporting conservation, where we're taught to leave a place better off than we found it. We know that our land, our air, and our water are precious resources, which is why the coal industry has been nationally recognized for preserving, protecting, and enhancing our land by reclaiming more than 20,000 acres once mining is finished. That land is used to hunt, fish, and feed the world. That same resourcefulness that's used to reclaim land is now being put to use to capture non-toxic emissions, including carbon dioxide from power plants. Researchers at the University of North Dakota are working to explore geology to store the carbon dioxide safely deep underground, where it will stay permanently. This next generation technology will not only enhance our nation-leading clean air standards, but protect 15,000 good-paying jobs by using homegrown energy resources. Learn more at www.secureenergyfuture.org/CCUS.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A Democratic congresswoman says she believes President Trump's impeachment is more helpful for his reelection than it is damaging. In a video posted on Twitter last evening, Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard of Hawaii argued the House impeachment, quote, has greatly increased the likelihood that Trump will be president after next year's election.
We all know that Trump is not going to be found guilty and removed from office by the U.S. Senate. It's not going to happen. Second, the impeachment, in my view, will actually increase his support amongst voters, and it's going to make him harder to defeat.
President Trump's defending weekend airstrikes against Iranian-backed militias in Syria and Iraq. That is, protesters stormed the embassy in Baghdad after funerals for some of 24 militia fighters who were killed in the Sunday airstrikes. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
My suggestion for a bummer. Wait a minute. If you're a Democrat, don't you play this at the rally?
Oh, what have I done? What have I done with these two?
This is a great one.
Yeah,
come on.
Yeah, I like it.
But we're trying to re-elect Trump, aren't you?
Guy by the name of Steve Dace used to use this as his theme song.
Yeah.
I like me. Okay, but we promised the listener. I know you wanted this song. It's all about you, Kev. You got your song.
I did.
But we promised.
That's my suggestion.
We promised the listener. This
yes,
one. Let's get this in. I can never get tired of this song.
I don't mind getting fooled again. Put him back in the White House.
Crank it up.
All the things were gone. I'd work for all my life. And I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American.
We'll go through lakes of Minnesota, don't you think? We gotta at least have the lakes of Minnesota and the hills of Tennessee.
Sure.
And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. 'Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
How old is Lee Greenwood anyway? He's got to be up there.
76, I think he just turned. 74, maybe?
I'm trying to think. Here we go. Lakes of Minnesota.
From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee.
Yeah, that's great. If you watch the president at his rallies, he is, it's like someone has choreographed his, walk up the steps. He goes a little this way, a little that way, comes back to the podium, doesn't get near, then does not go to the microphone until right at the very end. You know, just got it down absolutely perfect.
Lee is 77 years old.
77.
Still doing it.
I met him way back in Grand Forks, Chester Fritz Auditorium, I'm trying to think, 1984 probably?
Oh, right when the song was huge.
85, yeah. And then, of course, he was here, Craig Whitney, who recently passed away, the head of the chamber of Fargo, Moorhead, West Fargo Chamber, brought him here for a military appreciation night at the Red Hawks. That was kind of neat. He's just an amazing individual. KP from Valley City is here. What's on your mind, KP?
Oh, it's TP from D.C.
TP, D.C., D.C., okay.
Yeah, well, just to quickly about the gun business, they say that people that have guns are citizens. People without guns are subjects. just food for thought.
Yeah, and you don't have to take too long to figure that all out, what it means. You're exactly right. Exactly right.
Well, just
find a couple of books, say, on governments that took guns and what happened after that. Just dig into that a little bit and see if that's the future you want in 2020. No.
Yeah, all downhill.
All downhill. Exactly right. TP, anything else?
Yeah, I have it's kind of a quaint song. It's called Listen to the Radio. By a gal named Nancy Griffith. It's kind of a cute song. I don't know if it would fit your format, but you might like to listen to a little of it.
So listen to the radio, and you said Nancy Griffith?
Griffith, yes.
Griffith, okay. You got that, Kev?
Okay, you.
Got
it. You guys have a good day.
Same to you.
Talk to you another time.
Okay, call us again, TP. Glad to hear from you in Valley City. We'll call you TP the whole time next time, I promise. I promise. I have mucho text to get to here before our tech talk. Proud to be an American. Gives me tears every time I hear it. God bless you all and God bless the USA. Happy New Year.
Right back at you.
Isn't that something? Paul Shanklin singing Bill Clinton's Not Proud. Can you get that? Paul Shanklin was Rush Limbaugh's satire guy. He did his songs for many years. I don't remember that one. Texas says, obviously the answer is more gun control. Never mind that shootings happen even where gun control is the strongest.
Oh, that's because there's lax gun laws in neighboring areas. That's the one they always come up with. Yeah, D.C. Well, yeah, D.C. is, but then they bring them in from other places.
Well, the United States
explains
is surrounded by other places. You know, I mean, it's ridiculous. We obviously need more, says the texter. How much more? A teaspoon, a cup, a quart, a ton? What exactly are the units when people clamor for more? Why are they so stupid as to not see the obvious failures, both through simple reasoning and objective demonstrations every weekend in places like Chicago, Baltimore, Detroit, L.A. My two cents says liberalism is a mental illness. Happy New Year.
Chicago in 2018, 561 people were killed by other people with guns.
Yeah.
But we don't hear about that. Last weekend, yeah. Chicago.
This texter says, good morning, Scott. We thank you for servicing your vehicle at Luther Family Ford. If you're recent... service, maybe this wasn't for the show. Sorry, I guess it's what it's...
Dear Scott, please bring you home milk, bread, and toilet paper.
I got to maneuver a lot here. I maneuver a lot when I'm trying to get all this in.
By the way, one other note on Chicago.
Yeah.
2,664 people have been shot this year. And they're down. That number's down, 230.
And you know what?
Oh, they must be proud.
Yeah, so proud of them.
Here's what we ought to think about for a second. Every one of those deaths, what is the ripple effect of that?
Oh,
what is the impact?
Right.
What is the pain to that family? What was that person supposed to do they're not going to be able to do? What kind of family were they going to have? Maybe they were going to have a son or a grandson who was going to cure cancer, right? All of that stopped by a bullet, and I would argue by incompetence on the part of elected leaders.
Oh, no doubt.
Incompetents who run around and blame an object rather than the individual to get serious about this. It's ridiculous. Texter says, Maynard Ferguson, Birdland, Rocky.
Ooh, there you go. Rocky theme.
I don't remember Birdland.
That was like the intro to it, I think. I'll have to check it, though.
Yeah. When Bloomberg left office, this is a texter, as mayor of New York City, he took with him everyone who was on his security force in the police department. Other than the police, they're the only people on the island of Bermuda that are allowed to carry handguns, says George from Orange County, New York. That wouldn't surprise me one bit. It's kind of how the hypocritical set runs. For opening bumper music, try the opening song to the 60s Western Cimarron Strip. Cimarron Strip?
Cimarron, yeah.
Cimarron Strip, is that what it is? All right. Okay. All right. AC/DC, Hell's Bells.
There you go.
for all Democrats, because that's where they're going. Now, see, that's just uncalled for. That, I mean, that's... Don't get in that business. Remember that story about the speck in your neighbor's eye, ignoring the log in yours?
Let's focus on our message.
Yeah. Did you find that radio song?
No.
That's just too weird. Weird. Vetoed. Vetoed. Turn out the radio.
In memory of those who did not win in the election but tried out so hard, we told the bell. Yeah, it doesn't really fit.
Oh.
I'm with you, Scott.
Yeah, it doesn't. Turn up the radio by Autograph. That'd be all right. Anything radio in it. Did you find the ladies, the radio, the one that the lady was looking for?
There's Turn Up the Radio.
Yep. By Autograph.
I did not. Remember playing this in bars, and it'd always be that argument as to whether it's Def Leppard or not. It sounded like Def Leppard, but...
For the next couple of weeks, we should be hearing Alabama if you're going to play in Texas. Go Bison.
You better have a pistol in the van.
Says this listener.
And then asks, Bison, sorry.
Then asks if I'm going. Well, of course I'm going.
If you're
going
to play in Texas, you got to have a fiddle in the van. That lead guitar is hot, but not for Louisiana man. So wrong enough that both are faded love and let's
there you go.
Dance. If you're going to play
it's all started. Texas, because one listener said, you know, your intro music and when you go to break, it's a little sleepy. Like you have a little more pep to it. And then the suggestions have been rolling in ever since. Here's another on Bloomberg. He's deflecting. It's all he can do. So often lost in the discussion on guns is the absolute fact that far more people are protected by good people with guns in this country than are tragedies at the hands of bad people with guns. So true. Those of us on the pro Second Amendment side need to do a better job of reminding the American people of this. The numbers prove it. Another texter wants Danger Zone from Top Gun.
You know, on Todd's on that suggestion for if you're going to play in Texas, there's always the classic.
You're going to play in Fargo. You got to have a shovel in the van. Snow is deep, but not to a Minnesota man.
Yes.
Don't grab those jumper cables, no rope and the slam. If you're going to play in Fargo, you got to have a shovel in the van.
This weekend especially.
You got to have a shovel in the van. Who wrote that anyway?
That is some guys, Roy Holdren was his name.
I see.
Way back in the day.
We have a full bank of calls here. I don't know if they have more songs they want to add to it or what. I think we were in overload mode now.
I got a couple of texters that put this one in, too.
Is that right? Okay.
Hearing that a lot lately with the buys and then the Frisco again.
And I'll have you know, I heard of the Sioux hockey games long before it was ever at any Bison game.
There you
just
go.
Just so you know.
Yeah.
Just so you know.
Yeah, and there is no Fighting Sioux anymore, and the Bison are going to the championship again. So what does that tell you?
Tim in the comb, quickly, go ahead. You're up on what's on your mind.
I'm just on this gun issue, and I'm tuning in late because I'm pushing snow. But last night on the first part of Coast to Coast, George Norrie had a guy from Georgia, and it was a pro-gun show last night, and they hardly got any anti-gun people calling in.
Well, that's beautiful. That's beautiful. I love it.
Yeah, so, I mean, yeah, I did too, so.
And that's good way to use the airwaves. They did it. John in Washburn, let me give you a real quick New Year's resolution. Go.
Yeah, for the show, how about Voter Integrity Watch, reporting on all the votes ending up in trunks, landfills, kindling in a, you know, Democrat's backyard, whatever.
Okay. Kindling. Work on that one. Thanks, John. Appreciate it. A little tech talk with our friends from B-Mobile coming up next. Don't go away.
Did you procrastinate all year about that foundation repair project and now you think it's too late? Hey, Lacey here with Precision Concrete Cutters, Ram Jack North. No need to worry, we've got you covered. Whether you need waterproofing, drain tile, a crack repaired, or help stabilizing that settling foundation, don't wait.
Call 701-280-7038 and ask us about our winter discount. Or go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Come and experience genuine North Dakota hospitality at New Leaf Hospitality Hotel. Offering 7 prime locations in western North Dakota. The Hawthorne Suites in Minot, Mainstay Suites in Stanley and Tioga, the Teddy's Residential Suites and Little Missouri Inn and Suites in Newtown and Watford City, home of the prime rib specials every Friday and Saturday night. For more information and to book your next day, please visit NewLeafHospitality.com. NewLeafHospitality.com. You're going to love it.
Hi, I'm Elise Pecklich of Pecklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pecklich Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Need a tough, high-performance baler that's affordable, too? New Holland RF Series fixed-chamber round balers from your local Northern Region New Holland dealer make it easy to create quality 4x4 and 4x5 bales. Extra-wide pickups easily handle large swaths and windrows. And a combination of floor rolls and closely spaced slats start bales quickly. Visit your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today and ask about New Holland RF Series round balers. They're the simple, affordable way to make quality bales.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
On my Facebook page, if you haven't seen this Snow Brawl commercial, it's an Apple commercial, and it's of the iPhone 11 Pro, and you know, the whole scene is filmed with a phone, with an iPhone 11 Pro.
It's called the Snow Brawl.
So I put it right there, must have.
Yeah. It's amazing.
I must have.
It really is unreal.
Oh, my gosh. A couple of my friends from B-Mobile are here, and they have been kind enough to come in and talk a little tech today, talk about some things in 2020 where you can, I would argue that there's a way a lot of technology can improve your life and, you know, make things easier for you. And I know at one point you say, well, the phone means you never leave work, right? You bring it with you ever. Well, yeah, it could be a little more efficient, too. I can actually leave work. I can be with my family, and then I can look at my phone when I want to. You know, so as long as you have, you know, have some decent discipline, a lot of things they can do. But there's some new things out there that are pretty cool. And to tell us about it, from B-Mobile, we welcome to the program Kyle Poyer, Hey, Kyle, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good to see you. And also Lacey Ilg is here. Did I say that right?
Yeah, pretty close.
You say it.
Ilg.
Mm-hmm. I was adding a little too. I added another U in there, I think.
No worries.
Ilg, right? All right, very good. So let's talk smartwatches first, because this is sort of new on the scene, and now it's getting to the point where almost everybody has them. Lacey, why do I want one? What are the things you tell people are the greatest features of these watches?
Well, honestly, I'd start with why wouldn't you want one? You can do anything on the go. You don't have to have your phone with you. You can be, you know, going on a walk, going on a run, doing anything around town. You don't actually need that cellular device.
So I got one as a fitness tool.
Mm-hmm.
How much am I walking? How much am I standing? All that stuff, right?
Well, who doesn't want to close their rings?
Right. And that's what I'm trying to do every day.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, of course, what I told my wife. But what I like is I can read my texts if I'm in a meeting.
Yep.
I know if the phone's ringing. I can silence it. I can do that all without. It actually makes you less of a slave to your phone, kind of.
Exactly.
Right?
Yep.
Yeah. And Kyle, you brought a couple examples of these in. There's multiple brands of these, right?
Yep, there are. So Apple makes the Apple Watch, which pairs with iPhone users. And then Samsung has a Galaxy Watch. So for Android users, there's an option for them as well.
And similar features?
Yep, very similar features. Fitness, sleep tracking, cellular service. So like Lacey mentioned, you can, you know, be on the go, leave your phone behind, and still have the connectivity. And I think this is a great time of the year for watches because, you know, New Year's resolution, people want to get in shape, track their fitness. A watch is a great complement for that.
Yes, yeah, so it's a motivator right on your wrist. You can't ignore it. It's right there. So if you're slacking, it's, you know, you're looking at it. You know you're slacking. And the sleep thing is nice, too, isn't it, Lacey?
Yeah, super nice.
Yeah. So you wear the watch, and then it tracks, you know, like when you're getting the right kind of sleep, how much you slept, all of that.
Exactly.
Yeah. They're nice, too. Very nice. All right, let's talk about something else. I am a parent of a teenage driver, and so I'm constantly worried. Where is she? When's she coming home? Da-da-da-da-da. And I've heard about this Hum. Tell me about the Hum.
Yeah, so the Hum service by Verizon is a device designed for your vehicle. It plugs into the OBD reader, and then you download the app on your phone. And what it allows you to do is you can track the vehicle at any point, so you can see how fast the vehicle's moving. When it's parked, what route the vehicle took. You can see phone usage while the vehicle's in motion. So, you know, for those parents worried if the child is, you know, texting while driving, you can track all that. And then you get roadside assistance with it as well. So especially this time of the year, people traveling, you don't want to get caught out in the road in, you know, adverse weather conditions, but you have the peace of mind with the roadside assistance as well. So it's a very cool product, very popular time of the year as well for it.
Wow, that is that's perfect right there. But not just for parents who want to keep track of how the car is being driven and where the kids are or whatever, but also just, like you say, roadside assistance and being able to have that ability to help. That's fantastic. Let's talk about the iPhone 11. I'm kind of an Apple lover.
Nothing wrong with that.
No, I know that Apple and Samsung are in this big war, and you guys sell them both.
Mm-hmm.
But I like the Apple. And now the iPhone 11 Pro is like off the charts. What's different about this? What if everybody else that has anything below this, what don't they have that the 11 has?
Definitely that camera. I mean, it's just amazing what they've come to and how far they've come from, like, say, the iPhone 6, iPhone 7. I mean, they've just amazing things that you can do. Like you said, you just shared that snowball video on your Facebook. It does, like, the fast motion and the slow-mo, and it can do like a major zoom out as well as a zoom in. Just gives you all the peripheral that you need with the camera.
It is pretty amazing. Now, if you decide to upgrade, this is another thing I love about B-Mobile. You guys do this, like, in your sleep. This is a piece of cake. Just talk about the process as far as, you know, the hassle of switching. People think, I don't want to change. I do like the idea of the camera and the new features, but how do you make it easy for them?
Yeah, you know, I think with, you know, people switching phones, upgrading, there's kind of a fear that, you know, it's going to take forever to get my stuff transferred. I'm going to lose some stuff. You know, they don't know how to do that. You know, at B-Mobile, you know, we have a proven process called the B-Mobile Way, which, you know, we take care of that all for the guests. So, you know, we personalize the process, you know, to fit that customer's needs. But we make sure that, you know, everything is set up the way the customer wants it. Their stuff is transferred. So we take that, you know, that process off the customer, and we handle that for you.
Lots of great deals this time of year, too. So it's worth coming into B-Mobile, talk to these folks, but that B-Mobile Way is fantastic. I mean, if you upload things to the cloud so you have it there, you're in and out of there in a really short period of time. Great stuff. Looking forward to more of these conversations to learn about all the great technology that's out there for 2020. Thanks so much, you two.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate it very much. Lacey and Kyle from B-Mobile with us today on What's On Your Mind. We're out of time. We'll see you tomorrow.
Agriculture feeds the world. Energy shines the light upon it. North Dakota is blessed to have an abundance of both. Wind energy helps keep our electricity reliable and low cost and sends new property tax revenue to 28 North Dakota counties. Landowners benefit from offering their private property as part of wind farms by giving them a steady stream of reliable income on their property for decades. It's a win-win situation. Wind energy and agriculture, a great partnership for North Dakota's future. This message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
Hi, this is Andy Murnock with Piper's Auction Company, and from all of us at Piper's Auction Realty and Land Management, we wish all of you a safe and merry holiday season and a prosperous new year. Piper's 2020 equipment auctions will bring exciting opportunities for the new year, including premier farm retirement auctions in New England, Martin, Harvey, Sharon, Church's Ferry, Jamestown, Rolette, Tuttle, Bowman, and Steele, and also in Starbuck, Minnesota. To book your land or equipment auctions, contact Piper's today. Full equipment inventories and all of our Piper's 2020 land and lease auction listings are available at Piper's.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.